Verizon bought Yahoo. And in order to get a little more perspective on the news, we've invited somebody who's been with us before. That is Rich Jaroslawski, who's with us. He's the vice president for content and chief journalist at Smart News now, but we've known him from many other different kind of news sources. Rich, thanks so much for joining us here on the Internet Advisor.
My pleasure. And the answer to your question is David Filo.
That's right.
David
Thank you.
Filo. There you go. Thank you very much.
The other co-founder with Jerry Yang of Yahoo.
Whatever happened to him?
He's
still there. He's still at Yahoo, but he has never wanted the spotlight. He and Jerry were the two original Stanford students in the dorm room starting a billion-dollar internet company before there was Larry and Sergey at Google.
Yeah.
There was Jerry and David at Yahoo, but Philo has never sought the spotlight.
Yeah, and it was more of a directory service when it originally came out, and it was interesting because somebody here, Sue Davidson, who is the executive director of the Michigan Electronic Library, had gotten a call from Jerry Yang, and he had asked some questions how she developed her taxonomy, her directory structure, and why she did this and why she did that. And he called back a couple different times. And finally, he said, hey, my friend and I are going to start this company. You want to come out and help? And she said, I get paid by the University of Michigan. I've got this, you know, big farmhouse my husband and I just bought in Chelsea, Michigan, not too far from Ann Arbor. And, you know, why would I ever want to give all that up and come out to California to join you two Yahoos?
Well, don't tell her this because it might make her weep. But before Yahoo went public, as a sort of mark of gratitude to my alma mater, Stanford, Jerry and David gave a gift of restricted stock to become, at the time, I believe, the youngest people ever to endow a full professorship.
Oh,
but
wow.
By the time the restrictions were lifted and Stanford could sell the stock, it had risen so much that they ended up endowing two full professorships.
Wow. Well, we have teased her many times here on the show.
Of what might have been.
About, she didn't want to be a billionaire anyway.
She's had a very pleasant life since then. Thank you very much.
Yes, she has.
Well,
anyway.
What is your analysis, your reading, Rich, of this, and Gary was talking about this a little bit before, about why Verizon, which is a cable company, a communication provider, why would they pick up another of these legendary portals? Because they own, as an AOL as well, their property?
They do own AOL, and, possibly a better way to think of this deal, even though it's all Verizon, the telephone company, a better way to think of this deal is a merger between AOL and Yahoo.
Oh,
and
yeah,
good
really,
point.
It's Tim Armstrong, who runs AOL, has wanted Yahoo and wanted a combination with Yahoo for a long time. And it's really all about building scale and accumulating eyeballs, particularly for mobile advertising.
Mm.
Verizon, through their Fios service, they are a cable provider in many places. But really what Verizon is fundamentally is a wireless mobile telephone company.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a way to not only own the, since it's wireless, you'd have to say the virtual pipes,
mm-hmm.
but also to accumulate a very, very large potential audience so that they can profit not only by owning the pipes, but by owning the content that's flowing through them.
So, Rich, Verizon has had an agreement, a partnership with Yahoo for quite some time. If you go to verizon.yahoo.com, they're getting a lot of the Yahoo content anyway. Why go to the trouble of buying them?
Because this way they get the advertising inventory. They get, if you put, believe it or not, AOL, which of course has been around for a long time, AOL still gets a lot of its revenue from dial-up internet service.
Mm-hmm.
They have remade themselves under Tim Armstrong to be much more of a content and advertising company, but they need bigger scale. By having Verizon buy Yahoo, now the inventory that Tim Armstrong will have to sell The advertising inventory is going to be bigger, I believe, by metrics that I've seen, bigger than Google's potential audience.
Oh, wow.
So he has created here an advertising behemoth.
Mm.
Now, whether they can monetize, this enormous audience is going to be an interesting challenge. Because mobile is becoming so incredibly important. I mean, mobile is really eating everything. If you look at all the trend lines, desktop web is stagnant, maybe even declining a little bit. Mobile web is going through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Cal Carson, do you have something? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Rich, question. Yeah. You know, a few years back, you used to see advertising for Yahoo, hear a lot more about them. Why did they go quiet and was there just no need to advertise them?
Well, I mean, I think part of it at Yahoo, you got to go back to for 15 or more years, Yahoo has had this incredible unsolved conundrum about itself, which is, are we a technology company or are we a content company?
Mm.
And each new CEO that came in, and there have been a succession of them, answered the question differently, and so their strategy kept changing. They never have had a coherent strategy, particularly since they kind of gave up the search franchise to Google, and they've never been able to answer that question, who are we? So sometimes you've seen advertising about them, by them to try to, you know, attract more eyeballs. Other mm-hmm. times they went through this period where they launched a bunch of digital magazines and made high-profile hires like Katie Couric.
Well, that's right.
It's an ongoing identity crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, never resolved.
You mentioned CEOs. I got to ask the question. What do you think is going to happen with Marissa Mayer?
I don't know, but I can't, knowing the egos involved, I can't believe she's going to stick around. I think, you know, she and Tim Armstrong know each other from Google, where they both were. I don't think she's got any interest in working for Tim Armstrong at a phone company.
I'm just curious because I'm going to guess that there are a fair number of our older listeners who have been Yahoo subscribers for a long time, as in, for instance, AOL. Should they be concerned about what happens, for instance, to their mail accounts and things like that that they've depended on for a long time? Because I got to believe maybe that some of them are feeling a little jumpy about that.
My guess is not. You know, just as for years and years, far beyond what you would have thought, AOL, a major portion of AOL's audience has come in via dial-up modem.
Mm-hmm.
At Yahoo, a major portion of the audience has come in through the services like email. So I think I think that that they'd be very foolish to. You know, to do anything that would jeopardize that. Mm-hmm. To the contrary, that's what they want to build on. The people, all those people who may not use Yahoo a lot for other things, but are in the habit of going to a Yahoo email address. And I think Tim Armstrong thinks he's got ways to sort of keep them in and show them more ads.
Rich Jaroslawski, by the way, is our guest here. He's a vice president for content and chief journalist at Smart News. And we've only got a couple minutes here because I wanted to talk just a minute about this new place that you're at with a new news aggregator that is based in Japan. First of all, what is that about in terms of your own career and moves?
Oh, it's been great fun. Startups are intrinsically fun, and Smart News is a great one. What it is, it's an app for iOS and Android that aggregates news from all over. But unlike a lot of other news apps that are trying to hyper-personalize things for just you, so it's an audience of one, we found that people get bored with that after a while. So we're optimized for diversity of opinion, for diversity of viewpoint, and for stories that are of broad interest rather than interest just to the just the stuff that I already know.
And Rich, I should tell people that you can go to internetadvisor.net, and we have a link there. Thanks so much for being with us again,
Fantastic.
Rich.
Thank you, guys. Take care.